probably touched on yesterday with the big week that it is. I know you can't control the schedule, but do you like these home and homes and having them three times in your next nine?
I like them an awful lot. I think you get a little more room to work on adjustments that you'd make instead of bouncing around a lot, and you can work on themes with the team. And I think the rivalries get built a little stronger as well.
They're banged up. Is there any feeling inside of your room? Does that have any impact on you guys at all in your preparation?
No, I mean, we got a few guys in there that wouldn't know they're banged up other than what they read, and it's not something that we would talk about. It might change certain matchups that you have to look at. You've got Ben and Sagan as of right now split up, so that changes maybe our prep and how we're thinking about matchups and those things, but we're on the road, so that won't be the first order of business.
What are you hoping to get from inserting Mark and Crispo into your line?
Their game, what they're good at. Strong on the forecheck and physical presence, get in on their D, and some help on the PK, and strong down low.
Obviously a process with young players, but what's maybe been missing from
Powell's
game?
He certainly did not come out over the turnover, or have to take three guys out in the last game. I actually liked his feet probably in that game as much as any. He was skating well. Part of the whole process of keeping everybody in, it's unusual that a first-year player runs 82. There's a lot of instances where these guys come out, and they do, I think, gain a lot from being, now that they understand the game a little bit better, they can benefit by watching a hockey game.
What kind of things do you want him looking for when he's watching?
Almost, you know, Kyle's a little interesting. His defensive reads have been very strong. He hasn't made any more defensive mistakes than the veteran players on our team, so we like that. We know he's an offensive player. What we want him to see is the places that you can use that in the game and the places that you can't. And this is not true only of Kyle, but it's true of Nick Ehlers as well last year and this year, and it's also true of veteran offensive players. But when young guys come in, first of all, they're used to a higher rate of creation of offense from where they came because they were able to, and it's a completely different style of game than they're used to playing. So fitting his offensive game is more of a challenge right now for Kyle and for all of them. And you saw it with Patrick as well, the you know, places where you used to try guys one-on-one, you can't get away with that in the NHL, so you have to be more selective of where you're trying to create your offense.
Well, do you have to be careful with a young player who's not used to not playing?
Yeah.
You have to be more careful with the way you deal with him on those days?
We've taken an awful lot of time making sure the explanation is clear and understood and that there's a plan in place going forward. You can never guarantee a guy's going back into the lineup, but we're not going to have him watch a lot of hockey games, that's for sure. But we try to, you know, to be honest with you, try to take that amount of time with the older players too, so that those lines are really clear when a guy leaves the room, even if he doesn't agree with it. And I'm not speaking of Kyle, but in the sense that they understand at least where you stand and where they stand with you and what you're thinking about.
You know, you probably haven't had as much secondary scoring as you were hoping for, but are you seeing enough chances being generated?
I think in our last two games, the zone time has picked up for us. We had 4A in the first period against Edmonton. We haven't been able to, you rarely sustain that kind of offense over the course of a 60-minute game, but it's starting to come.